as we all know, the labor force right now is going through a tough time as employers are still trying to find enough workers to get business back to usual. And as we see the footage of all these ships that are on the coast of California and Los Angeles, these container ships, there's, I guess, estimated to be about 500,000 shipping containers that just cannot get into port because there's nobody to unload and distribute. Joining us now to talk a little bit more about this, the co-CEO of PhilLogic, Bill Thayer, joins us. Bill, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So correct me if I'm wrong, your company helps with logistics from the manufacturer to the retailer to the consumer, and your company's all about making those connections and keeping the flow, if you will, moving smoothly, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So when you look at what's happening, and it's in a lot of industries, I was just at a restaurant yesterday talking to one of the general managers there, and he says employees are one thing, but if I had the full staff, you know, I'm down on probably 40% of my supplies here and can't get everything. You can't get the microchips for automobiles and other industries. You know, the supply chain, obviously, with these ships out there off the coast of California, is a clear picture of what we're going through right now. So how is this ultimately going to affect this fourth quarter, and what does this mean going into the holidays for all of us?
Well, sure. When you look at it, I mean, what's really interesting, we're under the biggest supply chain disruption since the Second World War. Currently right now, of the floating capacity that's actually on the ocean right now, 20% of what's on those container ships are empty. They can't get back to the ports to get new freight on them. So there is just a colossal backlog that's been driven by post or mid-pandemic demand. And this is not going to get any better till probably early 2023. So it's just, we're kind of in the early stages of this.
So what is the reason? Is it all about the COVID pandemic and people's desire to stay out of the workforce for whatever reason? We just can't find the staff to get her done?
Well, it's a couple of things. So in the beginning of 2020, when the pandemic occurred, everything shut down with the exception of e-commerce. E-commerce grew 10 years of growth in 18 months, and that threw a lot of additional demand on a system that wasn't already built to handle it. Parcel networks were already stressed pre-COVID. So you increase that business tenfold, and then after, late 2020, early 21, as businesses started to opening up, there was, you know, the backlog. So you add that backlog to it. It's made it even worse. And then what you now have is raw material shortages. And then, of course, labor shortages that have been, you know, impacted. You know, of course, during the pandemic, folks, you know, shut down. So a lot of labor went elsewhere. That also impacted logistics. That meant truckers. That meant warehouse workers. And many of those folks have found alternative jobs, or they've moved away from being part of logistics business. And trying to get workers back into that space, especially when e-commerce business has not dropped off. Demand is only increased. There's just not enough people in the right places to be able to cover it. And now you're starting to see the shortages, right? You have Amazon, Target, Walmart. They've hired all their holiday workers. The inventory hasn't showed up yet, and that's the real distressing issue.
Your answer to fix this problem?
Unfortunately, you know, our business at PhilLogic, we're about an alternative network using, you know, malls as distribution centers to support sort of the growth. It's about how do you take existing infrastructure, whether it's trucks that are, you know, used for one portion of the supply chain, getting them involved in the retail supply chain and getting them connected through technology. There's a lot of folks that are trying to figure out the process. The only problem is it's going to take time. It is not going to be a fun holiday. If you have not bought your holiday products, you know, in late August, September, it's going to be tough. Assortments are pinched heavily. You know, I use the Oreo analogy. Go to the supermarket, used to be able to find 8 or 9 different Oreos. Now you're lucky if you get your basics. So it's going to be bumpy.
So we saw the shortage of toilet paper and how that craziness went on in the pandemic in the beginning. Are we going to start seeing shortages in other aisles of the grocery stores and big box stores everywhere?
Yes, but they'll be sporadic. So what's happening now is because, and thank God Delta has started to dissipate. So you're starting to see a little bit more, more open, more, more change in the supply chain. So it's going to be sporadic and it's going to hit parts of the supply chain in different ways. You see a lot, and you mentioned it real quick, JT, about autos, right? Yeah. The chip manufacturing, it's going to take some time to catch up, but people are looking for alternative, alternative networks to be able to support that. Food is, I think, one thing that everybody's very focused on. I think in the United States, I wouldn't say spoiled, but I think we've grown to expect specific things, wide assortments, depth in product. I think we're going to see some issues there. But it's not that most supply chains are not operating at full capacity. There's things that are stuck, right?
Yeah.
Containers.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, I think you said it right. It's going to be a bumpy ride, and it looks like for quite some time, at least a year. Wow. Bill Thayer, thank you so much.